But right now, it's time to talk Hillsborough as part of Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. And again, you can go there also to register for Coffee with the Candidates tomorrow. Joined now on the phone by Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. Mayor, good to be with you today. How are you?
I am doing well, Aaron. Just a beautiful day here in Hillsborough.
It really is. So it's a beautiful day today, but in a couple of days, we are going to have what portion of Hurricane Dorian is going to be hitting us coming through probably Thursday into Friday morning is when we're expecting to get that weather. And obviously, same stories with hurricanes all the time. We don't know exactly what this storm is going to bring to us until it gets real close. But what is the town doing to get ready?
Sure, Aaron. We're doing like most other folks. We're monitoring the situation really closely. We're making sure that our equipment is in good order, that we have things stockpiled that we need, that personnel will be available, and then certainly having contingency plans to be ready to address the storm to whatever level that is expected for us, whether that's, you know, the availability of public works to be out here, whether we actually have the hurricane winds that come this way that we would need to activate our emergency operations center, or whether we just need to kind of sit back and be ready and be prepared and we get a little bit of extra rain or something. So right now we're monitoring it and just making sure that we're ready and ready to move pretty quickly when the time comes.
For residents, what is the best piece of advice that you'll want to get out to make sure that individuals are prepared for this?
Sure. Nothing particularly remarkable. Make sure that you have signed up for the alerts, so you understand if there is an emergency alert that you can get that information. Kind of get to know your neighbors. Make sure that you have your emergency kit available, whether that's first aid kit, additional water, food that you can have. In general, your supplies are available. Just so that you're personally ready, extra batteries for that flashlight.
Yeah, speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. By the way, HillsboroughNC.gov for more information on town government, including up to the minute information about what you need to know for the hurricane or any other emergency situation. Got a town board meeting coming up on Monday, and we'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. I want to go back to this past weekend, though, because see, this has been such a concern with pro-Confederate flaggers demonstrating on the streets of downtown. And the week before last, you had some members of the KKK actually gathering on the streets. But this past weekend, hundreds and hundreds of people came out in a show of solidarity against that message and in favor of inclusivity and welcomingness and love and diversity and togetherness and hospitality. And it was just a great show of what the town stands for and what the town should stand for, and it was really a great day on Saturday.
Saturday was a good day, and I have to say, the whole weekend was actually a pretty good day for Hillsborough. Friday night was last Friday, concert, beautiful weather, art walk was just completely packed the whole time. Circle back to Saturday in a second. Sunday, we had the Sunday's concerts, and a little quieter, but still this activity that's bustling in town on the holiday. Just, I remember walking on Riverwalk and just how many families were in Gold Park and out on the Riverwalk, just really enjoying the outdoors. And Saturday, wow, at least 500 people showed up to stand together in solidarity, saying, you know, our community is going to welcome all folks here. We stand in solidarity against hate and racist and white supremacist messages. This is following, as you said, on Saturday the 24th, we had a surprise visit from about 13 or 14 members of the KKK stood in the street corner. The media town response from locals, at least 5 or 10 to 1, was to stand out in opposition. That was a very, very quick event. Again, just as a way of showing community solidarity, the Hate-Free Schools Coalition, Hillsborough Progressives taking action, and then co-sponsored by a number of different organizations, including the NAACP, put together a way for the community to march from the historic Margaret Lane Cemetery down King Street to the courthouse. A number of speeches, predominantly from folks from representing the Indians and Indigenous Peoples, First Peoples, as well as NAACP and other organizations, to just affirm that this is what the struggle has been against white supremacy, and also to, I want to say, affirm the love, that this is not something that is something that we want to see in our community. It was really a good feel-good event, at least 500 people attending at a peak moment, and boy, I was really proud to be part of it.
What's next, if anything, going forward after Saturday?
Well, I'm not really aware of any specific actions. We know that we have community groups who are kind of organized to have a quick response if they see sort of hateful or racist flags or the KKK or something reappear. But other than that, we don't have any indication that that's going to happen again. We did have Saturday morning in advance of the march, a number of flyers were put around in several neighborhood, Hillsborough neighborhoods, very, very hateful messages attributed to the KKK about white supremacy, homophobia, and just really terrible. That is being investigated by the Hillsborough police right now. On the website, there's contact information for Sergeant Nick Chilenza, including his email and telephone number for people if they have concerns about that and want to report kind of what neighborhoods that we're in. There, again, we're doing an ongoing investigation about that. But aside from that, we realize that this is a community that we need to stand in solidarity and stand ready. But at this time, don't have any other specific plans in terms of sort of events that are going to be happening in town.
On that investigation, can you say more about what potential crimes they're looking for? Because I wasn't 100% sure.
Really, that would be sort of premature to comment about that. So that's, in fact, we got a message from the police chief who was asked that very question. He said he pretty much wasn't saying you. It's just right now there's a couple different directions that could go into, and so we really need to wait till we get a little bit further down the road.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, hillsboroughnc.gov. For more information on town government, visit hillsboroughnc.com for more information on events and happenings in town. And as we wrap up, upcoming events, what's happening in Hillsborough in the next week or so that people ought to know about?
Sure. Well, you mentioned the town board meeting. I think it's going to be a fairly quiet meeting, but always ask people to check the calendar and look at the agenda, and the public is always welcome at that meeting at 7 p.m. on Monday at the Town Hall Annex. And then, Aaron, it's the time of year when the events start coming in one right after for the fall. This weekend in particular is the Bluegrass Festival that's at Moorfields. And I think tickets are like $15. What a lovely setting for music all afternoon long. Encourage people, if you have any love of bluegrass and like to be outdoors, that's going to be a great thing. We're, of course, going to be knocking on wood for hopefully the good weather. Maybe the hurricane will pass us by that point. And then Sundays throughout the fall, we have concerts in Hillsborough this Sunday. Again, weather dependent. It's going to be the annual sidewalk sale. Encourage people to shop your local merchants downtown. And then as the fall progresses, we've got later coming on Hillsborough Hog Day and Hillsborough Half Marathon. We have River Park Concert, Outlandish Hillsborough. And it just seems like we'll have a events just continuing throughout the fall, including the ongoing last Fridays. So stay tuned. I know we'll be talking about them as they come up every week now on Tuesdays. But just continue to check out the visit hillsboronc.com for continued information about the fun and wonderful things to do in Hillsboro.
Sounds good. And again, visit hillsboronc.com. Mayor just mentioned that website, and hillsboronc.gov for more information on town government. Mayor Tom Stevens, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.